Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey guys, Giants beat reporter Zach Rosenblatt here from NJ Advanced Media. This is your latest update powered by the Talk Is Cheap podcast. Dave Gettleman has been a general manager for 8 NFL drafts between the Giants and Carolina Panthers, and he's made 55 picks in total, and yet he's never made a single trade back during the draft to acquire more picks. NFL Network's Daniel Jeremiah made a funny joke about Gettleman's trade history on Wednesday, saying, "I think we'll see a right turn in a NASCAR race before we see Dave Gettleman trade back." Gettleman laughed about that joke in a Thursday press conference, but also insisted that it's not as if he hasn't tried making any trades. In fact, he insisted that he has. He said he's had agreements in the past with some teams that only fell apart at the last second after the player the other team wanted wasn't there anymore. Will that change this year? The Giants pick 11th overall in the first round, which could be a prime spot for a trade back if a quarterback like Alabama's Mac Jones or Ohio State's Justin Fields falls all the way to number 11, and then a quarterback-needy team like, say, the New England Patriots or Chicago Bears is willing to give something up to get to that spot. But more likely, the Giants stay there and draft a player, as there's no reason to assume Dave Gettleman is going to do something that he never has before. So who are the Giants' likeliest targets at number 11? Based on comments from Dave Gettleman and others this week, the best guess is that they wind up drafting an edge rusher or linebacker, though wide receiver can't be ruled out either. The top candidates would seem to be Alabama wide receivers Devontae Smith or Jalen Waddle, Penn State linebacker Micah Parsons, Miami edge rusher Jalen Phillips, Georgia edge rusher Azeez Ojulari, or if he falls that far, Northwestern offensive lineman Rashawn Slater. They can go many directions with their pick, which makes them one of the more interesting teams in the early part of the first round, especially if they stick at number 11, as expected. For all the latest Giants news, turn to the sports section of NJ.com and download the Talk Is Cheap podcast wherever podcasts are available.